Hello and a big autumnal welcome to the October edition of the Kirkgate Messenger, the monthly magazine produced by Kirkgate Church in Saltcoats. Our readers this month are our minister, the Reverend Nigel Chicania, Eunice McInnes, Andrew Bruce and Pamela Martin.
Dear Kirkgate family, the month of September has been concluded with Thanksgiving Sunday on the 26th of September. We thank God that our Thanksgiving gift will be able to support Christian Aid for the many programs they do all over the world, especially in less privileged countries. I must admit that the COVID-19 crisis has forced each of us to get back to basics. This month, I urge you to think about the seeds you could possibly plant as we prepare for our next harvest. Besides planting seeds of harmony, joy, purity and consistency, as was the message on Harvest Sunday, how about thinking about the power of our words? So many people live in their lives feeling unseen, unloved, unappreciated and unrecognized. We may not know who these people are because they learn to hide behind a wall of shame, but they are there somewhere. Our words have the power to affect these people in a good way if we choose so. In these days of social distancing, bans on gatherings, and travel restrictions, people are experiencing less and less contact and connection with one another and with their support structures. So when we make an effort to love with our words, we don't always know where it will land or how much of a difference we can make. We are powerful because our words are powerful. Our words can crush a heart or heal it. They can shame a soul or liberate it. They can shatter dreams or energize them. They can obstruct connection or invite it. They can create defenses or melt them. That's according to Jeff Brown. Here are a few thoughts on how our words can be used powerfully. This is how we can turn our words into the most valuable gift we've ever given to someone, the gift of being seen. One need that is perpetually unmet on this planet is the need to feel seen, to be seen in my humanity, in my vulnerability, in my perfections and imperfections. When someone one day actually sees us and takes notice of us, or acknowledge us, this can turn a key inside our hearts, the key that frees us from our isolation and feeling of insignificance. Perhaps the most important words you need to share with someone today are the words, "I see you." This is giving someone the gift of sight. When I communicate that I see you, I'm communicating that you matter and that you need not feel invisible. You matter. You are not insignificant, you are somebody. Give the gift of sight and communicate the message, "I see you," to someone today. Think of those relatives who are treated as invisible. Think of those church members or group members who are treated as insignificant. Give them the gift of sight. The gift of presence. The one gift one can give without spending any money is the gift of presence. It is the gift that says, "I'm here for you." Being there for someone can prove to be a more valuable gift than you ever imagined. The fact that someone knows that you've got their back, that they are not alone, can be one of the most liberating experiences for some people. It is a lonely world for some, and life can feel very isolating for many, even though physically they interact with people or go to work. A person can be at their loneliest when among people because they suddenly look around and realize that no one is actually there for them when they need someone. They realize that they have no one that they can count on. So pick up your phone or send a message or a verbal message or communicate in any other means the message that I'm here for you. Give the precious gift of presence to others. In addition to the gift of sight and the gift of presence, there's one other fundamental need that is not being met in many societies of the world: the need for affirmation, the gift of affirmation. Growing up, I didn't have much to my name, but my grandmother would tell me every day that my life had great worth. I therefore encourage you all to give the gift of affirmation. Use words that communicate the message: I'm glad you're here on this earth, or I'm glad you were born. In other words, it makes a difference that you are here. You are recognized and appreciated. You bring something to the table. You bring friendship, and I appreciate that. You bring companionship, and I appreciate that. You have gifts and talents, and I recognize that. You have skills that I recognize. Remember that praise gets more results than criticism. The emotional support and encouragement that comes from affirmation is immense. It can brighten a person's day. It can empower a person to do more. When was the last time you affirmed your spouse or your children, even adult children, or even your leader in any capacity? When was the last time you affirmed the single mother who keeps going day after day, or that relative whom nobody seems to care about, or these people and more in need of your affirmation words? Send a message today. Affirm someone. In conclusion, let us use our words and our actions to give the gift of being seen, the gift of presence, and the gift of affirmation. You never know what this positive use of words can do. Sometimes it lights a torch for others to follow. Sometimes it gives others a reason to believe that there is a better life awaiting for them. Sometimes it builds their spirits, and sometimes it actually saves lives. We must just keep giving the words of love wherever and whenever we can. Yours, Nigel Chikanya.
And a report now from the Kirk session. It has been good to see so many people coming to worship in the hall with us, and our services have been well attended. For this reason, it is still a requirement that you book your seat by contacting MIMA on 01294 602410. And also, please let MIMA know if your plans change, as there may be a waiting list for seats. We are still wearing masks and singing while seated, but it is good to see others face to face. Unfortunately, we are unable to serve tea and coffee after the service on a Sunday at present due to lack of space, but we look forward to this being possible soon. Our Sunday service is still available to those unable to join us in the hall. There are video recordings available as well as audio on the phone line, and details of how to access these can be found on the website and elsewhere in the messenger. Our harvest appeal this year will go to Christian Aid because we were unable to support them by having a lunch in May. By the time you read this, we will have celebrated harvest on Sunday the 26th of September. If you did not manage to get your donation to us that day, you can still do so on Sunday the 3rd of October. Just put it in an envelope marked harvest. Thanks to all who have donated. Please remember that classes will be held soon for any who are interested in exploring becoming members of the church. Several people have been approached and we have some interest. We are delighted to report that the work in the sanctuary is progressing and that most of the scaffolding has now been taken away. We greatly appreciate your patience in this. There have been several delays, but we hope that we will soon be able to see the transformation. And that Kirk session report comes from Vivian Bruce, our session clerk.
Prayer, contributed by Alison Buick. Almighty and eternal God, we rejoice this day in the greatness of your love, the fullness of your provision. We come together surrounded by the fruits of your creation, the rich variety and plenty of another harvest. Once more, you have blessed us. and we thank you. Receive then our worship for your giving and sustaining of life, for the constancy of the seasons, for the regular pattern of day and night, for the wonderful riches of our world, and we thank you. Receive also our praise for the human labour that is part of harvest, the sowing, cultivating and growing, the reaping and packaging, the transport and selling. Once more you have blessed us, and we thank you. Eternal God, we thank you that you allow us to work hand in hand with you, nurturing and gathering in the fruitfulness of your creation. Help us to recognise the responsibility that involves, and so to be faithful stewards of all you have given. So may our lives as well as our words offer to you our joyful praise and heartfelt worship. Once more you have blessed us, and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Quotes: every person's life is a fairy tale written by God's fingers. Where words fail, music speaks. Just living is not enough, said the butterfly. One must have sunshine, freedom, and a little flower. The whole world is a series of miracles, but we're so used to them, we call them ordinary things. To roam the roads of land remote, to travel is to live. To be of use to the world is the only way to be happy. It doesn't matter if you're born in a duckyard, so long as you're hatched from a swan's egg. But shouldn't all of us on earth give the best we have to others and offer whatever is in our power? By Hans Christian Andersen. Angela's problem. 3-year-old Angela was broken-hearted. She had lost her most treasured possession, her doll, Susie. It might not matter to an adult, but to little Angela, it was a problem of mammoth proportions. Angela told her father, a police detective, exactly what the problem was and described Susie. A crude drawing of Susie appeared in the local paper, and in a few hours, Angela had Susie back in her arms. Angela had a problem. She trusted her father. When we have a problem, why not trust our Heavenly Father?
This is the Presbytery Report from Margaret Cassidy. Presbytery met in person on Tuesday, 7 September, first time since March 2020, in West Kilbride Parish Church. It's hoped that in-person meetings will continue. Moderator Alan Richardson opened proceedings before being thanked for his extended 2 years of service due to the pandemic. Reverend David Sutherland, Stevenson, our dear, linked with Livingston, was then installed as the new moderator, and he will be the last moderator of the Ardrossan Presbytery, as next year the presbyteries of Annan and Esdale, Ardrossan A, Dumfries and Kirkcudbright, Irvine and Kilmarnock, and Wigton and Stranraer will unite to form the Presbytery of the South West. During his term of office, the moderator will conduct worship in 5 churches, including Kirkgate. 3 new elders are welcome to presbytery. Anne Turner has retired as a presbytery elder and was thanked for her years of service. Reverend May Bell has been appointed as locum at Cumbrae, linked with Largs St John's. Reverend Tom McIntyre was appointed as interim moderator for the North Arran congregations. The Appeasal Committee have organised meetings for each Kirk session to attend, at which the requirements for the new Presbytery mission plan will be discussed. Following these meetings, each Kirk session will be visited by the Appeasal Committee between November 2021 and January 2022. The local church reviews for 2021 to 22 have been delayed once more until the new mission plan is agreed. With immediate effect, Presbytery will not conduct any new applications for reductions in M&M contributions until there is more clarity with the mission plan. Hilly Beresford summarised the work and remits of the mission committee before handing over the convenorship to Nigel Chikanya. Now from the message from the editor. I hope you all enjoyed the September edition of The Messenger in whatever form you got it. Next deadline date for contributions is the 31st of October at the very latest, please. Please keep us informed of any special birthdays, anniversaries or any other special events that you hear about. You might want to share a story about a special trip you took since the restrictions were lifted. You'll find lots of other information to keep our church family informed on the website. Please feel free to email me at elizabeth.mcmahon@talktort.net or send a written copy if you don't use a computer. A letter of appreciation has been received from Ray Jackson. Ray Jackson would like to thank the minister and the pastoral team for their cards and lovely messages. They were so much appreciated after her recent fall.
And now we have a message from the pastoral team. Hello to all. The work of the pastoral care team and our band of volunteer callers is ongoing, and calls are much appreciated and enjoyed by callers and recipients. Our plan is to meet as a team as soon as the Church of Scotland COVID rules allow, in order to review and plan for the future under Nigel's guidance and ministry. Hopefully work in the sanctuary will soon be completed and we can look forward to larger numbers returning safely to worship in the church. Blessings from Evelyn Green, the pastoral team coordinator, the pastoral care team and volunteer callers. And now we have pastoral care contacts if ever needed. The pastoral team are working very hard behind the scenes. Please keep the team up to date with information about people who need pastoral care or support at this difficult time for everyone. Please don't assume they already know. They would rather hear several times over than not at all. And the main contacts for the pastoral care are Miss Alison Buick, her phone number 01294 464 531. Morag Forsyth, 01294 463 762. Mrs. Evelyn Green, 01294 469 706. And lastly, Mrs. Jennifer Fox, 01294 465 947. The next heading is digital and printed copies of the Kirkgate Messenger. If you would like to receive the Kirkgate Messenger by email, then please send an email to messenger@kirkgatechurch.org.uk and we'll add you into the mailing list for the next edition. If you know of any members who would like to receive a printed copy of the Kirkgate Messengers, we are asking for a small donation towards the postage. £1 per issue, billed annually in February. Contact the editor to be added to the mailing list. Thank you. Harvest Thanksgiving. To date, we have raised £256 for Christian Aid through our Harvest Thanksgiving collection on Sunday the 26th of September. We are keeping the collection open until next Sunday the 3rd of October in case anyone still wishes to donate.
Keeping in touch with Kirkgate. Sunday and midweek services. Our Sunday service is held at 10:45 a.m. With 1 metre social distancing in our hall, we can now accommodate 33 people at our services. The service will still be available online via YouTube, with a recording available afterwards on the website. Twilio phone service 01294 444 201 and podcasting channels. It is still necessary to reserve your seat in advance by contacting Mima McSwan on 01294 602 410. And it is equally important to let Mima know if your plans change and you will not be coming, as there may be a waiting list for other folk wishing to attend. The midweek Thursday service continues at 10:30 a.m. with seat reservations still required by phoning MIMA. Zoom chat session. Our chat session via Zoom is now being held on the first Tuesday morning of every month from 10:30 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. It's an informal meeting that anyone can join if you just want to blether with someone whilst having your morning cuppa. You can join for a few minutes or stay for the hour. The choice is yours. The next session will be on Tuesday, the 5th of October. To join the Zoom meeting, visit www.zoom.us and click Join a Meeting, and entering in the following meeting ID and passcode. Meeting ID 645176-4317. Passcode 2021. You can also dial into Zoom by phone if you don't have access to a computer or webcam. The number for that is 0131 460 1196 and enter the meeting details above. Calls charged at your usual rate for UK landline numbers, often free for 60 minutes depending on your telephone service provider. Twilio phone service. Please remind anyone who maybe doesn't have access to the internet that our Twilio phone service 01294 444 201 is available to them, as its usage has dropped significantly over the last few months. There are usually two options currently available on it. Press 1 to listen to the weekly Sunday service, or press 2 to listen to an audiobook version of the magazine. Church website and Facebook page. www.kirkgatechurch.org.uk. www.facebook.com/Kirkgate Church.
There's a piece on the prayer group submitted by Margaret Cassidy. The prayer group has now restarted on the first Sunday of the month at the close of the morning service. The next meeting is 3rd of October. Please stay for a few minutes to pray with us and for each other, along with any other concerns with the community and the wider world that you may have. Should you not be able to attend and would like us to pray for someone, something, or even yourself, then please drop me an email at m-cassidy2@sky.com or phone me on 01294 605 535. I'll be more than happy to pray for you. And now a note from the Kirkgate Crafters, submitted by Fiona Liddell. If you have been knitting poppies, either for the church poppy fall or for Jill at Bellini Prison, could you please hand them in at the church on a Sunday morning? Or if you know of someone who is coming to church, perhaps ask them to bring them for you or give them to me, or give me a ring on 462-504 and I will pick them up. It won't be long now until we have the fall renovated and ready for display in November. Many thanks for your support. And now a note from the craft team. How quickly time is passing. The summer break has gone and we're all back making cards at home and getting into the Christmas spirit early. From now until December, we'll be leaving a trail of glitter behind us. We've got 100 Christmas cards ready for sale now, with plenty more in the pipeline. Prices range from 30 pence to 50 pence, depending on the size. Large individual cards will be priced separately. Money gift wallets priced 75 pence will be available soon. We can take orders now for any special individual Christmas cards of your choice. Please contact any member of the team if you'd like to see our Christmas selection in your own home. We'll be happy to make doorstep deliveries and collections. Keep safe. Anne, Carol, Christine, Jean, Jennifer, Phyllis and Solvig.
And now for the ever important Treasurer's Report. The balances of accounts as at the 26th of August 2021 were as follows. The general account, 22,301. Fabric account 9,576. The Knoxland bequest 5,328 pounds 84 pence. The session discretionary fund 559 pounds and a penny. The session benevolent fund 225 pounds. The minister's benevolent fund 3,212. Mrs. Reed bequest fund 256. The organ fund 2,335. Mrs. Irvine's bequest £1,000 and Mrs. Lockie's bequest £500. The amount collected by standing order, cheques and collection for the month of August was as follows. Standing orders and cheques, £2,568 and in the plate, £1,667. The craft team have donated £200 to the church. A big thank you to them for their continued hard work in supplying us with cards. We have received our gift aid payment from HMRC of £10,457. Many thanks to George Armstrong again for all the work in claiming it. To date, we have raised £256 for Christian Aid through our Harvest Thanksgiving collection. We are keeping the collection open until next Sunday in case anyone still wishes to donate. Again, can I just say a huge thank you to all the members of our congregation who have kept up with the collections and made donations despite all the restrictions that we are facing just now. It is very much appreciated and allows all our bills to be paid, as unfortunately they still have to be settled. Thank you to everyone who has sent me cheques or their envelopes, which I have credited to the bank. If anyone wishes to take out a standing order, please contact me either by phone 01294 464 933 or by email to treasurer@kirkgatechurch.org.uk. Take care, everyone, and stay safe. And that's from our treasurer, Jean Rainey. And also, don't forget, you can raise extra funds for the church at Amazon Smile and easyfundraising.org.uk at no extra cost to yourself. To date, £21.90 has been raised with Amazon Smile and £61.66 via easyfundraising.org.uk. Just search Kirkgate Church for either site. And now an article on North Ayrshire Food Bank. The food bank is still in need of vital donations. For more information on the food bank website at www.northayrshire.foodbank.org.uk. They are always in need of the following items: tinned meats or tinned chicken, tinned potatoes, tinned vegetables, tinned soup, baked beans, tinned spaghetti, tinned fruit, tinned custard, tinned rice pudding, biscuits, cereal, long life blue and green milk, pasta, pasta sauce and rice.
Blythswood Shoebox Appeal 2021. Appeal from our Kirkgate Shoebox Ladies. Our grateful thanks for your generous support received already. Packing the boxes is now in full swing by our band of volunteers. The boxes need to be ready for uplifting by the last week of October to get to Moldova in time for Christmas. We would be pleased to receive your donations for packing from now onwards. Financial donations are also welcome as it helps us buy basic items if there is a shortage. Should you want to pack a box yourself, you can collect one from the church. For more information, or if you would like a box or donations uplifted, please contact Maureen Hunter on 01294 464969. Further information can be found online at www.blythswood.org and searching for Shoebox Appeal. care and share. Good news, we have a start date for the Friday Lunch Club. Our first lunch date is the 1st of October, so perhaps by the time you're reading this, we will already have met. Invitations, posters and information leaflets have been distributed and we're hopeful that word will have reached all our friends. With the shopping done and the cupboard stocked, we're good to go. Hopefully, and with God's grace, our venture will quickly re-establish itself and become a valued asset in the community once again. I, personally, am very excited to be opening up again and spending time with our friends new and old. I hope that Nigel may come and bless our meeting and meet with everyone involved. We might even give him some lunch. Thanks to everyone once again for all the support and prayers over the past difficult months. A very warm welcome awaits any new volunteers who would like to join us. With love, Pam Martin. Argyll Community Shop. The shop has an opening date of Wednesday, the 6th of October. The shelves are all stocked awaiting the first customers. Thanks go to Graham and Brian of Community Link Up, all the volunteers and partners involved in setting up this worthwhile community venture. Further information will be available in the local press and North Ayrshire Council website. Posters and leaflets are also being distributed with details of membership and appointment times. Thanks again for your support and prayers with this new community asset. Pam Martin. Rag Bag Collection. Elma Hunter has once again arranged for the rag bag collection to take place to raise money for the church at no cost to yourself. The collection date is Tuesday, the 26th of October, but any filled bags should only be brought to the church the week before, please, as we have limited storage space at present. You'll find bags in the hallway for you to take away and fill with all the stuff you've cleared out of your cupboards and wardrobes during lockdown. So we look forward to many bags. A few restrictions apply. No cushions, no duvets, no pillows, no soft toys or videos. What's good are any type of clothes, sheets, blankets, towels or any material goods. Please also remember to place any shoes in a separate bag.
Property report from Mima McSwan. Outside the church gates, the very noticeable leakage that was outside the front gates for so long appeared to have eased. Unfortunately, it returned, although not so heavily. But I will again contact North Ayrshire Council to review the situation. Electrical meter. This was fitted on the designated day and appears to be working smoothly. Gents toilet. We appear to have a problem with a lack of water into the urinals. David Robb, our plumber, has been requested to visit. Phase two. The work has moved ahead, but it would have been good to say that while the end is in sight, I just don't know when that end date will be. The upper and lower gallery lighting is now complete. The wooden cover bulkhead is now 90% built. The joiners have patiently waited on the electricians finishing their connecting work into the main switch point before the bulkhead can be completed. The upper windows on the cottage side of the sanctuary have now had the mesh fitted to the stonework, and it only remains for the plaster to be applied. The two windows behind the organ still require repair work. Additional scaffolding to be erected to allow the trades to complete that work. All scaffolding has at long last been removed from the sanctuary, allowing us to view the newly repaired and painted ceiling. It looks so good now without the large hole in the plasterwork. Testing of the new heating system. Installation of cables, stroke equipment for AV facilities, etc. Redecoration of the walls, balcony, balustrade and supporting pillars. Laying of new tile floor on top of existing floor. Replacement stroke testing of organ pipes. We have sustained some damage to the short pillar on the right side of the chancel, contractors have been informed, and clean the sanctuary and set it up for use. It will be 3 years come January since we last worshipped in the church. Most of us retained an image of what the sanctuary looked like prior to the commencement of the refurbishment. It will be different. No pews, individual chairs now, a bulkhead around the lower part of the downstairs walls, which will provide a smooth finished look, hiding much of the piping and electrical work. It will be lighter and brighter, with white walls with an alternative colour around the balustrade, green shade that graces the top of the pillars. No changes to the colour of the chancel or entrance doors, remains with a varnish finish. All we can do is pray that the remaining work is completed in as short a time as possible.
Well, that's everything in this month's edition of the Kirkgate Messenger. Many thanks to our readers, Nigel, Eunice, Andrew and Pamela. And we'll be back next month with the November edition, which hopefully will have some exciting news about the church sanctuary. Until then, cheerio!